Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now it's time to head down and see what's happening, Pantherland. FIU, Eric Henry is kind enough to join us. Eric, thanks so much for taking this time on a Monday evening.
Not a problem, Blue. Anytime I can be on with you, it's always a good evening. And I just heard you had my good buddy Jake Elman on, so got to follow it up. You got a good little podcast going on, a little FAU-FIU thing, so I'm glad we could bring that over to your radio show tonight.
Yeah, talk about that. I mean, before we get into what's going on down with FIU, talk about the podcast, what you guys cover, and I know it's exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool concept. It really came up kind of organically. First, we have to go and shout out Ethan Skolnick. He's doing the Five Reasons Sports Network, and they kind of contacted both of us as well as a couple of FAU and FIU alumni. And what they really want to do is just kind of build that FAU-FIU rivalry. They want to build it in a similar vein that you see right now with UCF and USF. And Jake kind of takes the FAU observer side, and I take the FIU observer side. And then we also have two fans, Shane Marinelli and Danny Hondel, come on to give the fan perspective. And it's a really cool idea. You know, you kind of merge the insiders with the fans, and we have a good back and forth. I think it's something that if you're an alumni of FIU or FAU, you'll enjoy.
You know, Eric, when you take a look at FIU for the 2019 season, a lot of optimism has been since spring. Coach Davis probably admitted that this was by far the best spring. They got a lot out of it. They found out a lot about this team. And they've added a lot of quality depth over the last couple of years. You've been covering them for a while. Talk about this program as they head into 2019.
Blue, I got to tell you, the amount of depth on this team, it's really two-sided. So first off, Butch Davis has been able to get the most out of the kids that Ron Turner brought in, quite frankly, that he couldn't even get out of his own players. Right. Next, he's been able to supplant those players with those Butch Davis guys who you and I kind of talked about last time I was on the show. Sure. And now to fast forward to 2019, he brings in a guy, you know, I was able to break this story, that they get former four-star recruit from the University of Georgia, Jeremiah Holloman. He's a kid who, Blue, he had five touchdowns last year, just a shade under 500 yards, played in all 13 games. But the type of talent that he brings to Conference USA, I don't mean this to be hyperbolic, but when he's eligible, he'll have to sit for the 2019 season, but when he's eligible in 2020, he'll far and away be the best receiver in Conference USA just on pure talent alone. So this is a credit to what Butch Davis and the entire staff, guys like Bryn Renner, and guys like, you know, Nick Stillmeyer have done as far as bringing in talent and increasing the talent level for FIU.
Yeah, Bryn does a great job. And you know, it's funny because we were going to have him on last summer, but he was at a camp up in Virginia. And he's always going around. He has eyes in the back of his head. I always try to kid him about that. But that's what it takes. Because if you're going to recruit the way that FIU should recruit and not the way that they did in the previous regime where we went to the spring game 4 years ago or 3 years ago and counted more Jacksonville kids than there were from Broward, it was just, to me, mind-boggling to begin with that you would even recruit like that, because your objective is to get some fans in the seats, and you're never going to get them from Duval County. And we talked about that from the first recruiting class that Butch Davis had with all those Dade County kids, some Broward County. He's hit the ground running. He's changed the roster completely. I mean, if you look at the roster now and then look at it 3-4 years ago, it's an amazing transformation. Talk about that, because you get probably more quality. There's a lot more quality right now, but there's also a lot more potential fan support, which is, you know, what makes the world go round.
Yeah, you know, you make a really good point there, because I don't want to come down too harsh on Ron Turner, because he's had a couple of those Jacksonville kids were produced, but you make a great point. You know, when you're trying to recruit and bring in that local fan base, you know, give the reason for, you know, if you're a fan of Miami Central, Miami Northwestern, you know, these quality Dade County programs, say, hey, you can come to FIU. You know, it's not the most expensive ticket in the world. It's pretty easy to get to. You know, you can afford the ball game and come watch the kids that you grew up watching in high school. So I think that's a really great point. And furthermore, it's not like these kids aren't talented players. I mean, some of the kids from Dade County, you know, Maurice Alexander, guys I'm looking forward to seeing this year, like Sean Peterson Jr., Fletch Joseph from Miami Central. Yep. Those are quality players right there. So, yeah. You know, I think you make a great point.
Eric, I'll tell you, and when you take a look too, you know, when you hire somebody and you go, well, we're hoping that this guy will bring this guy. Hiring the Harrises have really worked out. They got 7 kids from Booker T. Washington on the team, and that's not a bad program to get kids from. Getting Brandon and getting Tim Jr. Probably are the two best hires that that school has made.
That's something that I had my eye on from even before when I started covering the program. I've been covering the program for about 13 months now. But the fact that Butch Davis, my curiosity was, how is he going to get back into recruiting South Florida homes? And he did the best thing he could do. You mentioned it. You bring in Tim Harris Jr. You bring in an Aubrey Hill, who has a name. Sure. You know, you bring in guys like that, and you can easily walk into any kid in Dade County's house and say, hey, this is who's on staff. You have a relationship with them. Come play for us. And the level of just family that they talk about, all the kids talk about it. It's just a really strong family environment. And it's worked out well to the tune of 17 wins in the past two seasons.
Amazing. And they potentially have this year a chance to have the best year in school history. And that's the one thing. And you and I talked about last time how at this level you're going to have to get a Butch Davis. If you're going to be successful over the long haul, you have to get a Butch Davis type, just like FAU did plugging into Howard Schnellenberger. And what happens is you change on the sides. You change your coordinators. You change your position people. But you maintain that focus with the one head coach. FAU did that, as I said. I don't know if Kiffin, you don't know what's going to happen from, you know, this week to next. You know, he may have a real good year and that's it. But in Butch Davis, you know that the focus is here. He loves it here. Great place to live year-round. Plus, he has hired some really good coaches who have been position guys. Then the coordinators leave, get other good jobs. They move into the coordinator position. So he has that pipeline. And what that does, and I think, Eric, is it works out extremely well for recruiting because you have that one immovable force in Butch Davis, plus you have a lot of guys who get to acclimate themselves with the recruits. Talk about that, because I think that's extremely important moving forward with this program.
Blue, let's just cut to the chase. If you look at FIU's schedule in 2019, there is not a team in Conference USA or a team that they'll play outside the University of Miami that they don't have enough talent equal to, yep, or better than to beat them. Right. That's just the fact, and that comes down to everything you just talked about right there. When I was at FIU Media Day, I was talking to some of the other media members who are covering the team, and they were a little surprised that I said this team, quite frankly, has the opportunity to go 11-1. I'm not saying that they will, but there's only three games when you look at the talent: Tulane, Marshall, and Miami. Miami's the only team that eclipses them in talent. Tulane and Marshall, you can say they're about equal or maybe better. The rest of the teams, quite frankly, they have enough talent to beat them. Yeah. So that all goes to the points that you just made.
Eric Henry joining us. He covers FIU and does an extremely tremendous job. And I know that looking at the schedule, there's a couple of hurdles, like you mentioned, Miami. But, you know, they seem to get up. And I just think that last year it was kind of a lackluster game for FIU, even though they were around. You know, they were around early. You know, you and I sat there and talked about it during the game, how, you know, FIU was hanging around. They just didn't have kids to finish. This year, you know, you get Sterling Palmer out on a, you know, play. I don't care who's covering him for Miami. Sterling Palmer's got the potential to be one of the best tight ends in the country. So you have playmakers like that. You have playmakers now that may be able to sting Miami for a, you know, like you said, they've got the talent to play with everybody. And I think that when that Miami game comes up, Butch Davis will have them focused, and they will do their best not to try to turn the ball over. But I looked at the schedule. You're 100% right. They could be favored in basically every game but that Miami game. Obviously, Marshall is deemed by the writers as the favorite. And, yeah, you know, Doc does a great job, and he gets a lot of kids. And he went and came down South Florida, got really good kids too. But I look at FIU, and Eric, they're talented. I mean, they're talented everywhere, not just at tight end, but in the secondary. Talk about some of the kids that you've watched, you know, maybe emerge over spring and have a good chance to really turn some heads this year.
Talented is right. I mean, you can basically look at FIU and say they have the deepest running back room, potentially the deepest secondary in all Conference USA. And just some of the kids have really impressed me. You know, I'll go back to Holdeman. I mean, he's only been with the program for a couple of days, but he was out practicing on Saturday, and he just looked like he belonged. As far as kids who have been with the program over a period of years, a local product, Mershon Miller, you know, we all know his story. He, along with Anthony Jones, was injured in that drive-by shooting and missed most of his season last year. Butch Davis said it. You know, he just wishes he had last year back, because he might have been able to crack the starting lineup last year, and he's in the rotation to get that that final guard position. Guys like him, guys like Josh Turner, who came from Iowa, former American Heritage product, he's cleared by the NCAA, he's eligible, he's ready to go, so he's going to make an impact in the secondary. And then also some of the young guys who may not see time extensively this year, but they just look great in practice. Four names really quickly: Jason Walker and Jamal Anderson in the defensive backfield. And then Sean Peterson Jr. out of Nova, the running back, he's made a lot of noise. I mean, he looked like he belonged last year, but battled ankle injuries. And DeMarcus Townsend as well. I mean, they just, you know, they're young, and they may not see extensive time this year, but they're showing that they belong on the Division I level.
And, you know, too, I remember when they got Sean Peterson, and I said to Coach Davis, I said, does he stay at running back or does he go to linebacker? He said, that's up to him. So, obviously, he's really made some major strides, because you look at Sean, he's mammoth. I mean, he's one of those guys who you see in the Big Ten. He's a downhill runner. He's huge. So he's acclimated at that running back spot. There's no moving the linebacker.
Blue, you know, I thought the same thing. I remember standing next to him pregame. I want to say it was the Rice pregame, and I just was shocked at how giant he is. I mean, he's a legit. Go ahead, Blue.
He's major college size. I mean, he's a big kid, and yeah. But so talk about that, because I think he's got. I'd love to see him in the mix.
Yeah. So just to finish up that point, I mean, he's a legit 6'3", 225 pounds. But from everything I've heard, I've actually had a couple of conversations with his father a little bit, and his dad said that as of now, he's loving the running back position, and that's where he wants to be. And even the games that he got in, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, the 8 or 9 carries that he had last year came against Arkansas Pine Bluff. And I think he got one against Rice in Western Kentucky as well. But he just runs. He's a downhill, straight ahead, looking to take the head off runner. And I really think he has potential, even in practice. You see him. He has a point to prove. So I think he has potential at running back.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, if they want to follow you, how are they going to do it?
Of course, you can find my work, SB Nation, at Underdog Dynasty, on Twitter, at Eric C. Henry _. And, of course, the new South Florida FAU FIU centric podcast. You can find that on the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Good stuff. Eric Henry bringing it strong. FIU football, thanks so much. We'll hook up with you soon. As I told you, you're becoming a regular.
Hey, I'm glad you have me on. We appreciate it, buddy. Anytime.
Good stuff. Eric Henry covers FIU and does an extremely good job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.